As every man knows who has ever gotten the woman he has wanted, it's never as good as you thought it would be. After a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or a few years, it's just business as usual. Therefore, if you feel that by gaining the feminine because you're attracted to her, something fundamental will change, you are just wrong. Nothing changes. If you're not careful, you'll be 80 years old, still going around with the mind of a 17-year-old, thinking, I'll find that woman somewhere. I'll find the right woman. Or my present woman will someday become the kind of woman I really want. No. All of appearance is only change. All of appearance is motion, dance. As the masculine, you are back as consciousness. You tend to identify as that which never changes. And therefore, to commit yourself in relationship feels like a reduction of freedom. Infinite consciousness is limiting itself to one woman. So the masculine is inherently resistant to committing in relationship because the masculine wants to feel freedom. It's its deepest impulse. The first stage man interprets freedom to be the freedom to have sex with whoever I want. The second stage man interprets freedom perhaps as freedom to come and go from the relationship and live his life with purpose, with or without his woman. The third stage man feels that freedom means freedom from fear. It means relaxing so deeply that consciousness and its appearance are felt as one. This is not a theoretical discovery. It is as visceral as making love. It is, in fact, making love. Your relationship to this moment is your relationship to woman. Your capacity to relax so deeply that it feels like you are deeply inside your lover, literally in the midst of sexual intercourse. So your breath is full, your heart is open, your skin is relaxed, your mind is relaxed. All of those are practices that could be done in every single moment. This moment can be embraced as a woman, loved as a woman. And when you feel turned off by this moment, it is the same practice as when you are turned off by your woman. Feel your deepest purpose. What are you here for? How do you give that deepest purpose to this woman who no longer turns you on? How do you give this purpose to this world which may no longer turn you on? As a masculine force in this world, how do we continue offering our gifts even when in the moment our lesser desires are repulsed by what appears, by our woman and by the world? The way of the superior man is about feeling what is always true, which is love or consciousness. They are the same. Love or consciousness is the nature of this moment, and it wants to be expressed through this moment. Your obligation as a masculine identified human character is to enter the moment and open it as consciousness or love, to enter your woman and open her as consciousness and love. She wants this from you. The reason she wants your dark side is not because she's attracted to murderers and killers. It's because sometimes the world needs a man willing to take a stand and open the world in love. And sometimes she needs her man to take a stand and open her in love. She needs your dark, strong energy to open her. So she knows that without that killer for love within you, there'll be many days where she's sitting alone and you're off doing your thing and you're afraid to step into her storm and open her. She'll know that without that killer within you, you'll be afraid to enter the world and do battle for the sake of love in those moments when necessary. If you allow your desire to become so small, if you deplete yourself continuously through building up stress and releasing it, through masturbation, through watching TV, through throwing off your energy, through work, talking, reading, all the things we do to occupy our time that aren't really bringing light into the world and also aren't really recreational, regenerating light, but instead are simply distractions. If we allow ourselves to be distracted, then we begin to feel depleted, and we go through life in a mediocre way. We do have a sense of what we're here for in the world, but we also know it's very difficult. The world is motion. To enter that motion is a ride, and it ends in death. No one has succeeded in bringing into life the love they wanted to. Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, whoever you want to look at as a character in history who has done their best to bring love, to bring consciousness into the world, has had very limited success. So will you. That is, if you are looking for a result in your giving, you will be disappointed. The only result you will have in your giving is death. You will die giving. Your choice is, do you want to die giving everything, giving your gifts, or do you want to die still holding back, flaccid, unable to give everything because you can't even get it up? That's your choice. And if you make the choice to die giving, then you make the choice to approach the feminine, to approach your woman, and approach the world as something to be embraced, something to be made love with, something that you in fact are. And when you relax enough to feel that you are her, that there is no separation, then all obsession and all distraction dissolve open in the revelation that she is your light and you are her depth. And there is no difference. And together, you and your partner, together, consciousness and light are already merged. Nothing needs to be done except the dance itself continues. And as the superior man feels, it is our obligation to dance with as much artistry, relaxation, and humor as possible, because it all disappears, and our gift is in the giving.